This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kids are back on the campus at Millikan University, which is always exciting. And every week we take a little deep dive into all the different services they offer. And it is our great pleasure to welcome to the program Starla Street, success coach at the Center of Academic and Professional Performance, and Anna Fishbein, academic intervention specialist at the Center of Academic and Professional Performance, otherwise known as CAP, because we love our acronyms in higher ed. Starla, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Brian.
All right. How long have you been at Millikan?
I've been at Millikan about 20 years.
Yeah.
So.
And things today, change is inevitable. It's the only thing we know that's going to happen, and people struggle with it the most. I would assume what you do today versus 20 years ago is night and day difference.
It is, and I've been at Millikan in different roles, and so the position that I'm in right now, helping students look for their future, look for their direction as far as their future and their plans. It's so rewarding. It's really enjoyable. And I love being with the students and helping them.
All right. And I feel like today it's much more intentional and purposeful. And I think we probably should have been doing this all along. We've had plenty of people go through four universities and come out with a degree that they really don't know what to do. I mean, isn't it better today? Focusing and helping kids find a path and being a Sherpa for them?
I think Millikan's done a great job, though, of preparing our students for the future. All along, and in the programs, and I was in School of Ed, I was in the PACE program, all those things, and I've just watched different scenarios, and I think Millikan has done a great job of preparing our students.
Yeah, but higher ed's got to, I mean, you have to evolve just like
yes.
everything else,
yes.
right? I mean, it can't just be the same experience 20 years ago that it is today.
Right.
It's very much different. And then COVID certainly, you know, accelerated all that by a great deal.
Yes.
Anna, tell me a little bit about what you do.
So I am the academic intervention specialist. So it's basically what that means is I teach two classes. One of them's focused on students who don't have a major picked out. They're not sure what they want to do for their future yet. And we really provide them the tools to like be able to expose them to different majors across campus, different alumni, and also teach a class that's focused on the reflection of why I'm in college. You know, why am I here? What degree do I want? What am I going to do with that? So that's really like the key difference between, I think, my job and Starla's position.
Okay, so I assume there's still plenty of kids that just, they want to do something in life. They're just not quite sure why. And I think that's okay, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's normal.
Yeah.
You got other kids that are on track for exactly what they're going to do and exactly which path they want to take. So it's great that you guys are there to help out. Now, you've got a whole number of events coming up, including a career and internship fair. What is this?
We do. So every year, multiple times during the year, we host career and internship fairs. So employers come onto the campus. Students get an opportunity to do some one-on-one networking and communicating with them using you know tools that we've kind of helped them with, their elevator pitches, those type of things. And it really prepares students either for a job with that company or possibly with another company.
All right, that's coming up on February 23rd.
Yes.
Is it too late to get involved from a company level or from people in the community?
It is not too late to get involved. We'll take reservations until probably February 22nd.
Oh, okay, right up to.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, right up to, because we usually have an extra table or two in case somebody wants to just show up, and then we work that out with them.
Well, but, and now you have the University Commons to host this thing, which
yes.
makes it the space isn't an issue, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. So what are you looking for from employers? I mean, obviously, they've got to be there, to answer questions and communicate with the students. But is there a cost or anything like that involved for these?
For companies, nonprofits are $75.
Okay.
And for-profit companies are $200.
Okay. And then they get, for that $200, they get to show off what they do and interact with the students.
Yes. And lunch.
Okay. And lunch. There
yes.
you go. That's Nick just perked up. When there's free food involved, that's a big selling point for him. You guys do a lot of these things. Tell me, they attached a flyer with the email they sent over, and I was kind of not surprised, but I was interested in like Dress to Impress. Life has changed very much in that regard, right? But it still is important to make a good first impression.
Oh, absolutely. So Dress to Impress is coming up next Thursday, February 9th. This is an event that's gone on for a few semesters now, but we partner with Brass Horn. So we work with them to really help the students the day of pick out professional clothes. They're just such pros at like knowing exactly what a student you know, like their size and measurement and what would look good together. So they come down and help us out. And prior to the event, all the donations that we receive of professional clothing, we get dry cleaned through Waits Dry Cleaning. So we have a great partnership with them. They've helped us out so much. So all the clothes are free to students, dry cleaned, and then they get to keep them. They're theirs to keep. And the goal is for them to wear them to the career fair and to their interviews and things like that.
That's fantastic. You guys have a resume workshop, a career fair, CRAM, career fair. We talked about mock interviews. That's a very important thing, right? I mean, I know kids, younger people always sort of struggle with older people's ideals, but the fact of the matter is, if you're going out into the workforce, you're probably going to be talking to somebody that maybe not isn't from your generation, and they have different ways that they look at things, right? Yes. You prepare them to be able to do this interview process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we partner with different companies to bring in, most of them are alumni who come back and they want to interview our students, and they're a range of ages and titles, and it's just a really great depth of experience for students to be able to take advantage of.
Okay, so the Center for Academic and Professional Performance, where are you guys located? How big a department? What give me the lowdown on the department itself.
So our department is under the Student Affairs, and so we are on the third floor of the University Commons. So we have our Center for Academic or CAP is just so much easier to say for the students. They, like you said, Milliken loves
it's not acronyms. Just you guys. Okay. It's everybody.
And so we're on the third floor. We have also in our department, we have campus life and programming. All of those things are on that third floor. So students can come in and get in our office, get all kinds of academic support, whether it's peer tutoring, whether it's a program we call supplemental instruction, which Anna oversees.
And what does that mean, supplemental instruction? I mean, beyond the obvious.
Right. So essentially, they're students who've done really well in their classes in previous semesters, and they're in historically challenging classes. And they essentially serve kind of as a TA, but they hold sessions twice a week and office hours twice a week that follows the course content with what's going on in class. And
have you seen a bump in that, like COVID, post-COVID, you know, where you did a lot of, you know, online learning and people weren't? I mean, has there been a gap there?
It's been interesting. I came into this role last semester, and prior to that, it mostly was being done like on Zoom. Sessions were on Zoom, things like that. And so we tried to go back to the complete in-person, and I think we realized that people still really value that like space from home. So we're kind of reworking things, but like, yes, there's definitely still a need for that type of supplemental like help for those students.
Yeah, I think we're all a work in progress on all of this, for sure. Here's the numbers though. 99% student success rate. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, that's what you guys are pitching, is if you come here and we'll give you all the help you need, and if you're in Macon County, we're going to give you a huge discount, and we've got grants and we can make it affordable. But that 99% success rate, that's everything, right?
Yes. And that's really what I think is key with Milliken. We've been so good at doing that. And like I said, placing students in jobs, in internships, or grad school, depending on what their direction that they want to go.
Yeah. And then if you even break those numbers down into satisfaction and professionalism and strengths and leadership, those numbers are still in the 90s and high 90s.
Yes. And what I enjoy too, in our office, we have the alumni come back, and every once in a while, somebody's looking to change careers. I think Anna just spoke with somebody recently that was from 1995, and they wanted to change
careers.
That's
Nick Smith era. I'm sorry.
I was in high school.
Okay, that's that far off. What year did you graduate from?
2002.
2002, yeah. Okay. So you have a pretty tight alumni organization, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm assuming it's such an intimate experience on that campus that you have a bigger relationship with people years down the road than a university that's got 30 or 40,000 people, and there's numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's what we talk about with students, is that being the small campus, so we're going to be there to help you. We're going to be there to, you know, talk to another department or collaborate with a different faculty member so that we can make sure that that student is successful. I mean, that's what we do at Milliken, and I think we do it really well.
Okay, and then this career fair CRAM, which is the day before the career fair, what is it you're looking for? What kind of knowledge are you imparting to the students that are going to be there that next day?
So we thought that this event would be valuable because if students aren't able to come to Dress to Impress or the resume workshop or the career fair prep workshop, which really focuses on like all things you need to know before the career fair, the cram time is to really get all those things sorted out. So I'll be there. I know like a couple of our staff will be there to just review resumes, make sure they get an outfit put together if they don't have it already, and just make sure they're ready to go for the next day.
All right. Do the students today know what an elevator pitch is?
We're working on that.
Yeah.
That seems when I use those, and I have used those words, because I think it is important, maybe the one of the most important things in life. If you can't tell somebody what you're about and what you stand for and what you want to do in life by the time it takes to get to the sixth floor, then you got to hone those skills, right?
Yes.
You'd be surprised how many people can't do that.
Yes.
Hey, to Milliken's credit, I learned about elevator speeches on the campus of Milliken in a communications class.
You didn't know what it was before then?
I might have, but I certainly went over it in my class.
Yep, it's still important. Yes. No doubt about it. All right, guys, how do people find out more? Starley, if people, I know you're going to have 40 plus companies there, but if people thought, oh, wait, I didn't know about this, I'd like to get involved, what's the best way for them to do that?
So they can get on our website. Milliken uses a platform called Handshake as our platform for registration for online or for our career fairs, which is what a lot of higher ed universities use. But they can get on our website and just type in career fair and it'll pop up the link and they can register that way.
Okay. And then there's also an email, capcareers@milliken.edu, if people have specific questions about something, right?
Yes.
$200 for profit. And what was the nonprofit?
75.
So, and they'll take those all the way up to the event almost. So get involved. You got a lot of great students right here in our own backyard. And so this is a great way for local companies to connect and do a little recruiting.
Yes.
All right. How many people will participate? How many students do you think overall?
We hope to have close to, last fall we had between 150 and 200 students come through.
What's your base, what's your student population right now?
Around 1350.
The full-time?
Yes.
Yeah, full-time. And then you got people that are kind of, you know, and then any idea the percentage of that that's local? Because I know that number keeps going up every year since they started the Making Promise.
I don't know the percentage, but it's really large right now.
It's increasing every year. Mm-hmm. And I think for local companies, that's important because some kids are coming here to get a degree and going back to wherever. But you got a lot of local kids that aren't going anywhere and looking for great
careers.
And
we have a lot of companies coming from all over.
Yeah.
From not just Central Illinois. We've got them from Chicago and we've got them from Rockford and we've got them from...
Well, we have so many global companies here that, you know, they might be part of it's here, but part of it's in Brazil and all over the world. So great career opportunities. Thank you both for being in here and sharing this with us today. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.